This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. This weekend, a new art installation appeared in Jefferson County. Three big concrete bees were installed on the grounds of Craftworks at Cool Spring. Craftworks is a nature preserve and an art studio located just outside of Charlestown. Liz McCormick paid a visit.
This is the hole that the wings go in. I'm actually going to drill through.
I caught up with sculptor Aaron Treyer last week while he was drilling holes in the body of a concrete bee about the size of a house cat. He was getting ready to attach a pair of wings. Treyer says he's concerned about threats to native bees, like bumblebees.
And I started looking at the bee and thinking about conservation and, you know, what are some current event issues that are really, you know, taking place that I need to kind of look at in my own work. So I thought about the bees, and I said, you know, this is something that needs to be talked about.
Treyer is the artist in residence at Craftworks and has been for the last year. The organization's mission is to bring art and nature together.
Art and nature are very closely related. I think that there's a lot of crossovers within a lot of artists' work because they draw a lot of their inspiration from nature. So places like this are really important in the sense of, you know, finding inspiration, and Craftworks does a really great job of that.
Craftworks is a place that provides a space for artists to work, and it's also 12 acres of protected land with a marsh, trails, and wildlife. The idea for the place came from a woman named Linda Case.
And so what I wanted to do was combine nature and art in a way, in a setting that allowed people to really get out of their daily life, to bond with others.
Case originally bought this property to live in, and then she discovered that the land included a rare type of marsh.
It had 18 rare and very rare West Virginia plants. So that was good news, and that was bad news. The good news was there was this wonderful, wonderful thing that existed on this land. The bad news was it was responsibility.
Case wanted to preserve the marsh and share it with the community. In 2008, she made the land what it is today. The marsh, one barn where Treyer works, and one studio building.
We are in our lower level studio, which is a fully stocked artist studio. It's got a concrete floor and a drain, so we can do really messy things here.
This is Margaret Smith. She's the program director at Craftworks. While one of the main things is to provide a space for artists, Craftworks also hosts summer camps for kids. Downstairs is the camp for older kids, aged 10 to 13.
You guys want to tell me about what you've been working on?
Bridges.
The kids are making bridges out of popsicle sticks. Once they're done, they'll test how much weight each one can hold.
Now this, where we are now, this is our what we call our upper level studio.
Upstairs is the main area where the offices and meeting room are. And it's also where the youngest kids have their camp. The ages range from 6 to 10, and this week they're learning about Native American cultures. I find the kids playing a puzzle game made by the Pima Indians.
I've won like 5 times in a row.
5 times?
The building we're in is the main studio on the property. This building was designed to be energy efficient. The walls are super insulated, and so are the windows. But the property has its struggles. It's a nonprofit, and founder Linda Case says right now she's the main provider to keep it going. Other funds come from the community, board members, and grants. But Case says the organization needs to find new sources of funding.
And it's trying to find the way to be the most useful, the most valuable, have the highest impact on the community.
That means having events like last weekend's, with live music, a nature walk focused on pollinators, and the unveiling of Treyer's new work. The bees are now mounted on the side of the studio building. They're near the rafters, made to look like they're nesting. Founder Linda Case hopes the entire property will eventually feature outdoor artwork similar to Treyer's bees. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Charlestown.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.